Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's devotional, written by Pastor Cecil, is entitled, Forgive Us, Lord. In 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, we read, If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Johnny and his younger sister, Judy, had been outside playing when Judy rushed into the house crying. Judy told her mother that Johnny had hit her. Their mother asked Johnny why he had hit his sister. He replied, I didn't hit her. She just ran into my fist. It is always easier to blame someone else for our sins and transgressions than to confess them ourselves. This is especially true as we look at our sin-sick world. We cluck our tongues and pray for God to change our rotten society. I certainly do not mean to imply that we are to accept what is going on in our world, but how does God expect us to respond? I think the answer is that we need to look into the mirror of God's Word. In today's scripture, God is speaking to His people. That means those of us who are born again believers. So what does this passage say to us? 1. Humble ourselves. 2. Pray. 3. Seek God's face. And 4. Turn from our wicked ways. Before we can ever hope to change our world, we have to examine ourselves and discover areas of sin and compromise that lurk deep within. We can never hope to see our world change until we are willing to experience a change in our own life. Are you willing to change? May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.